great drum solo. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest today is Greg Bach. This
Hello.
Is very different than Run the Jewels. That was your go-to music last time.
Yeah, you asked me for bumper music, and I just said Run the Jewels, and this time you said 6 to 8 songs. I'm like, oh, I'm diving in.
There you go.
Next time I'm on, it's going to be all like, just like kraut rock.
What is kraut rock?
Oh, I can turn you on to a two-hour
like
YouTube. Oh, you shut your face. Bands like Can and Kraftwerk and just great music.
Great music.
Great music.
Great music. So. All right, so now we're going to talk about some great cheese a great cheese theme park that you've found that is not even in the United States.
No, it's in South Korea. It's in the town of Imsilgun, and it is just a wonderful, like it's a not just like a little small house of cheese. It's like a park. It's almost like a great America dedicated to cheese, because apparently back in like this is like the whole history of it is that prior to 1958, cheese wasn't readily available in South Korea until a missionary came over and started making his own cheese, and then it became something people could eat there, and they love it so much they've built a theme park around it where like you it's what did it say here? You can take a pizza making class or a cheese making course. You can learn how cheese is processed. There are two restaurants. Ride down a slide to the cheese playground and roam the grounds to see all the cheese shaped buildings and statues. I mean, you know, a lesser person would be insulted, but as a Wisconsinite, I feel like this should be a sister city. Some Wisconsin town should
like
try
Rudolph,
to be, yeah,
should, right. And one of the places where there's a good cheese factory,
yes,
should be like,
yeah,
we should.
The Mars Cheese Castle people should go over there as goodwill ambassadors.
Oh, should they build their own? I'm kind of surprised we don't have a theme park.
I mean, I feel like
the closest thing we have to a theme park is Mars Cheese Castle, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful too. I mean, it used to not be.
It's beautiful.
It used to not be it was just a building before, and then when they extended the freeway, they bought out the property, and the people who owned Mars Cheese Castle had to move like the whole property or their whole building 10, 20 feet, or maybe a couple hundred. Like I don't know. I don't know math, but they knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle. And it is gorgeous. And it is just, every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick. I'm like, do you really want to see some greatness here? Yeah, Goldemeyer's from Milwaukee, but we got a Bronze Fonz. But I'm going to take you to a place where you can get a cheese sandwich, where you can get anywhere else in the country. But are you going to eat in the castle? No, you're not. No, you're not.
What else do you get with you? Like, what's your go-to?
Gout. What? Oh, sorry. At Mars Cheese Castle?
Yeah.
I generally go for the curds, like, because they have all different kinds of curds from different companies. I couldn't give you any names because I'm not sponsored by them, and they ain't giving me money, so I ain't saying their names. But, like, they just got a fun gift shop, too. It's tons of trinkets. Tons of trinkets. And they have this... I had some friends here from England when I got married, and I took them there because, once again, podunk hick. And there's this big, like, statue of, like, a mouse with a big wheel of cheese. And it says right on there, don't sit on the cheese. And what do my friends do? They sat on the cheese. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, Revolutionary War, this is our take back. We're taking your statue. All right? Now, you may have broken off in your colonies thing, but what we're doing now, we're not listening to your rules. So, yeah. I think this is a beautiful thing, and I think that someone here in this state, maybe the governor, Governor Evers, I know you're listening to this show, do me a favor. We met at a bar a couple weeks ago.
Really?
We did, yeah. I was hanging out there having lunch, and he was there having a meeting, and my friend walked over him just to shake his hand and say, I think you're doing a great job. And I worked in politics, so I don't get, like, revved up about seeing politicians. Mm-hmm. I mean, he seems like a nice man, and also I just, like, I didn't want to bother him. Mm-hmm. That's very Midwestern of me. But I was like in a Brewers hat, Brewers hoodie, was going to a game that night. And he saw me and I just sort of
You're also hard to miss. I mean, I know this is a radio show, but you have
I'm a big wall of white man here. This is
you're
like
a big guy and you also have a beard that goes down to your chest.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It covers my Run the Jewels tattoo.
You don't like
No, I don't. I can't hide.
Blend in.
No. But really, when it comes down to it, I definitely blend in with all the guys in Milwaukee. I mean, one out of four look like this. Just a big gray dump.
Be nice to yourself.
Whatever.
That's my friend you're talking about.
Oh, you're so nice. But he sees me and he looks over and he just comes over and shakes my hand. He goes, are the Brewers going to start winning? I'm like, am I having this conversation right now? Tony Evers, I want you to direct one of the cities here to become sister cities with Imilgun. Sorry.
Is that how you pronounce it? Did you look it up?
Oh, no. It's actually Imsilgun.
Imsilgun.
I'm going to just say it with as much reverence as possible. Imsilgun. Because I feel like I want to go there and enjoy this.
What I love is that on the map that you can see of the article you found describing this place is the animated characters who represent the different parts of the park. It looks like there's Princess Peach is there from Mario. I don't think it's actually Princess Peach, but it's kind of the same likeness.
And it looks like if Groot was a Pokemon.
Yes, and that too. And so I really want to know a deep dive of who these characters are and what cheese they represent. And I also want to know the variety of cheese that you can get there and how much is imported versus made on site.
Wow, you want a real report.
I do. I mean, I'm so interested. If there's a theme park, that's a commitment.
I want to go down there and slide down the slides. You want to kick in the door and be like, I want to look at your books.
Introduce me to the cheesemaker.
Yeah.
Who's in charge here?
Who's the great Oz of cheese here?
Pull back the curtain.
Yeah. Pull back the cheddar curtains.
All right. Well,
so we should all go there. The radio station should pay for a trip, fact-finding mission, to go to Imsilgun and check out the wonderful cheese fun park.
We should figure out what we can learn from them and bring it back.
I'm just going to eat it. I'm not here to really learn. I'm just here to eat.
Just here to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just here to eat. All right. Well, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe the king of improv comedy, reaction comedy. I don't know. But Jordan Klepper came to town.
Oh, God.
And he's really good at what he does.
He's just great. He's so dreamy.
All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryan. We'll be right back.
Sometimes doing our jobs. And sometimes living off the land. Yeah, things went sour. And the girl, she